Lecture 6, Athens and the Navy.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the Athenian Navy and actually the entire development of naval warfare from the 6th and 5th centuries BC. I mentioned in closing in the last lecture that the Navy was fundamental to the Athenian democracy. Aristotle, writing at the end of the 4th century BC in his Politics, noted that one's constitution depended very much on what were the military obligations of the citizens. And when you get to a great navy, and these navies consist of a warship known as a trireme, we'll be discussing that shortly, the trireme required the rowing by at least 170 men who were recruited from the citizen body, and these were generally men from the lowest classes, men who could not perform hoplite service. In Athens, they were classified as thetes. This is a classification going back to Solon's reorganization of the constitution in 594 BC. And before the advent of the navy, these men served at most as light infantry or auxiliaries on the battlefield, and therefore they weren't taken very seriously in the assembly. Once they become rowers in the national fleet of triremes, then they have a position in society which allows them to assert their political rights. So the development of the Athenian Navy it really goes in tandem with the development of the democracy. Well, what I want to do in this lecture is then look at why these peculiar ships known as triremes, a trireme is the way it would be actually said in Greek. Trireme is the Latin rendition of the word, and it's the word that we use in English to designate this warship. And what it means is a warship rowed by three banks of oars. The ships were constructed in such a way that you had three ascending banks of oars on each side of the ship, so it could be propelled with great speed. And this ship was the culmination of shipbuilding, probably stretching back into the late Bronze Age now. So we want to look at how did these ships come about, why were they constructed, and then look at how these ships are actually used in combat. They are peculiar warships in many ways, and certain notions of what we think naval warfare is about have to be unlearned in order to understand how battles were fought in the Peloponnesian War. And then finally, I would like again to close with the economic and political consequences of Athens becoming a naval power. And Athens really was beginning to become a naval power on the eve of the Persian invasions in 480 BC when King Xerxes invades Greece. And the defeat of King Xerxes propelled the rapid development of Athens into one of the great naval powers of the Mediterranean world. And really, in my mind, there is only one other city-state in Mediterranean history that held that kind of primacy at sea, that would be the city of Venice in the late Middle Ages and early Renaissance. Well, let's look at the development of the trireme first, our first issue. The trireme is a warship that evolved from ship designs in the Near East, that is in the Levant, the region today that would comprise of southeastern Turkey, the ancient region of Cilicia, Syria, today what we call the Lebanon, which in antiquity was known as Phoenicia, the ports along the shores of what is today Israel. The Romans would have called that region Palestine. And very often that region is just vaguely referred to as the Levant. That is that whole eastern shore of the Mediterranean. The people living in these cities spoke either Phoenician, a form of Canaanite closely related to Hebrew, or Aramaic, that is a Semitic language. And it's in these cities, particularly cities such as Tyre, Sidon, Phoenician cities on the island of Cyprus, where the first breakthroughs were made in ship design that led to the construction of triremes. We know of warships and cargo ships from the late Bronze Age. There have been several spectacular finds, mostly from shipwrecks off the coast of Asia Minor, as well as fresco depictions from the island of Thera in the Aegean, which blew up in this great volcano in the 16th century BC. There's a series of ships painted there. And it seems to be that in the Bronze Age, and probably in the succeeding early Iron Age, from about 1100 to 900 BC, warships were essentially converted cargo ships, or versions of cargo ships designed to carry large numbers of men. And battles were resolved by essentially bringing your ships up side by side, boarding, and fighting a land battle that happened to be on a vessel.